If you've checked out USA Jobs lately, and you know you have, you might notice that the federal jobs portal looks a lot different. And the Office of Personnel Management says more updates are on the way. Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco tells executive editor Jason Miller about the next phase of usajobs.gov and its revamp.
They really put a lot of effort behind six big aspects in 2016. They wanted to make the site responsive. They wanted to upgrade the help center, the application guide that basically tells you where in the world your application is in the whole process. There's a better profile dashboard, and the homepage itself is also improved. They also made a lot of design changes to just enhance the overall user experience. The goal was to cut the number of unfinished applications sitting on the site, which there are a lot. And the goal is also to make it easier to see just what's happening with your application. That was a big complaint from a lot of people looking to actually apply to some of these federal jobs. And then also increase the number of completed profiles on the site. And they did that with some personalized tips that they added specifically to USA Jobs. And then also just rewriting some of the information in actual plain language that people can understand.
Which is important because the plain language piece, because a lot of people who are applying for federal jobs don't always understand all the SF-71s and fill out the SF-86s, all the codes that we use. I'm interested if you know a little bit more about the number of unfinished applications, meaning that they started down a path and said, we don't do this anymore. Or did you get any more sense?
I didn't get specific numbers about the number of, you know, unfinished applications, but it's something I've heard a lot from the USA Jobs team in the past, and then also just complaints from hiring managers and agency managers about just the sheer number of applications. People will go in and they'll just apply to like 100, and they'll think that, you know, okay, I must hear back from someone. And that's not really helpful for agencies who are looking to actually find the most qualified person to fill their job.
Right. I can imagine if you're looking for somebody and you get to an application and the first, oh, this person could be good, and then they don't finish filling it out. You're going,
exactly.
Okay, I'm stuck here. So OPM has big changes also heading out into 2017. Talk about those changes.
Yeah, so they went over some of these updates at the Chief Human Capital Officers meeting, and the next big set of upgrades will come in February 2017. The search function is going to get a complete overhaul. Most of the other major updates will actually help agencies on the back end. So soon they're going to have access to two dashboards. They'll have data that will help them make some more informed decisions about their recruitment strategies. For example, they'll have information about the kind of traffic that comes to their job announcements. Also information about traffic to their hiring and recruitment events. That's a new feature on the site now, a space for events, you know, job fairs and that sort of thing. They'll see who's actually visiting and looking into that.
Now, are they going to have, for instance, I'm going to jump in, the IP addresses per se, like, oh, I see we have a lot of people coming from part of the U.S., like the Midwest, or they're going to see more of the types of person, male, female, or whatever?
They didn't get into too many specifics, but I imagine that they'll, as a start, they'll get, you know, the number of clicks and people that are, you know, actually visiting the job announcements and then also the events announcements. But in the past, they've been able to determine where in the country some of those clicks are coming from. So I'd imagine that the same thing would apply here.
And then, of course, there's another big piece of this about where people are coming from, meaning the referral sites.
Exactly. So they'll have information about, you know, was the link coming from a different site? They'll have, you know, sort of a list of the top referral sites there. And then also more information, and this will help hiring managers, about how many people were deemed qualified or unqualified for a particular job opportunity. That's another big push that OPM has been working on is an applicant will start the process, and then based on their resume and based on the job announcement requirements, they'll make a determination to say, you know, actually, you're not qualified for this job based on these things in your resume. You might be interested in this one instead.
Now, at the same time, the OPM will also know that, for instance, if they put something out that was not written in plain English, or if they're asking for something that just doesn't exist in the private sector, a type of person that, you know, can speak French, but also knows computer programming and also has a PhD in microdynamics or something, that if they're asking too much, I think that's something else they'll know.
Right. And I think the big part of that is another update that's coming is this idea of resume mining. So they can look through your resume and pick out some of those keywords and match them up with you know, job announcements and job opportunities that might be a good fit for that person. They're also working on getting agency users' single sign-in capabilities to access all of these dashboards. Again, that's something that will help agencies on the back end. Michelle Earley is the program manager for USA Jobs. She says originally the assumption was that someone coming to the site actually knew a few things about the federal hiring process. They knew what kind of job they wanted to apply for, and they're, you know, ready to go. But she says that assumption is wrong. They've since acknowledged that fact, and they're using that thinking to inform some of these big changes. A few other things coming down the pipeline. The job opportunity announcements themselves are going to get a complete redesign. That's a big push. But that won't happen until the March timeframe. And the focus on the job announcements is really how they can promote some of the eligibility requirements. So again, who's actually qualified to apply for this job, and then who it's open to.
I find it interesting that they're finally figuring out that the people who are applying for jobs to usajobs.gov don't necessarily understand how the government works. I think most people who apply for jobs, probably, you know, in the federal government, if you're looking to going from a deputy Chico to a full-time Chico, you know, I think one of the things is you kind of already know how the process works, but it's those people who don't. I think that making it easier for them will be great. But also, I think, as you said earlier, knowing where you sit in the process has been a very big challenge, because people feel like it gets lost in a black hole.
Right. And I think going back to the point that you just made, they have a new feature on there that I thought was pretty interesting called Explore Career Opportunities. And that is basically a list of, you know, cyber, tech, human resources, some of those mission critical areas that we hear about a lot. And if you have an expertise in that, or you've been studying that field, you can just click right there and see a list of job opportunities related to that specific field.
We're talking about specific fields. That's a great segue, because one of the big things that this administration has been focused on is cybersecurity jobs, bringing in the right people to do those jobs. There's never enough of them. Is there been an update on the cyber workforce strategy?
Yes. So as of September, OPM says that the administration was very close to reaching that goal of hiring 6,500 new cyber pros to government agencies. They say that they're going to meet that goal by January. They're also launching something called the cybercareers.gov in the next 2 months, maybe December or January. And OPM says it has four audiences in mind for this site. It wants to reach job seekers, federal employees, federal managers, and then also academic organizations and students. They're also working on the credentialing program. This is something we reported a little while ago. They're still trying to come up with a name for that program. We'll see what acronym they come up with here. But, you know, this program isn't required, but it's designed to give current cyber professionals an incentive to improve their education and training. So if they earn a badge, it gives other agencies a sense of what their education and training levels are.
Now, from a credentialing program, you're not talking about, for instance, a job series that specifically lays out a roadmap. You're just talking about, if I took a course and passed the course, how do I reflect that on my either my resume or my personnel file?
Exactly. That's the kind of training that they're talking about here. A few other things down the road. Guidance is coming soon. They didn't give a specific time frame, but soon, for pay and compensation for cybersecurity positions. This has been a big concern, I think, for Chico's, trying to give them more incentives to offer people to, you know, come on board to these cyber jobs in the federal workforce. They're also adding looking at adding more direct hiring authorities for more cyber positions. Well down the road, a government-wide cybersecurity hiring event. This is kind of a dream picture that they'd like to achieve. The goal here is that it would be similar to the event DHS held back in July. And at that event, I keep hearing a variety of different success stories from that. They hired 120 people on the spot at that event, and 6 weeks later, they started their jobs in government, which is a pretty big win. At that event, they got so many different applications, 1,400 applications in advance and 2,000 resumes through the door. And DHS says the challenge now is that it's still looking through all of those applications and keeping a hold of that talent. The people that expressed interest in working for DHS is the big challenge. Angela Bailey, the DHS Chief Human Capital Officer, says volunteers were still there at that event until 10 o'clock at night because they just didn't want them to leave, and wanted to give them a time to interview them. And that's the big challenge, is trying to get them to stay, because there's just so many people interested.
Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco speaking with Jason Miller. Be sure to follow Nicole's online coverage at federalnewsradio.com.